questions made a difference.
Isaac Newton changed the way we understand the universe. He discovered the laws of gravity and the three laws of motion and invented calculus. He changed the world view from Aristotelian to the modern world view. He was intellectually daring. His achievements were so momentous that the term scientific genius was invented to describe him. And he was a devout Christian who spent many hours studying the Bible. He believed that he was able to understand our world through science and the Bible, and he was revered in his own lifetime. Newton was born on Christmas morning in Woolsthorpe, England, in 1642. He was a tiny baby, given little chance of survival, yet he lived to 84 years of age. The country he was born into was chaotic and turbulent. England was being torn apart by civil war. Plague was an ever-present threat. The village of Woolsthorpe was a quiet place where Christian values of worship and hard work were respected. His childhood was not easy. His father died 3 months before he was born. Then his mother remarried when he was three, and Isaac was sent to live with his grandmother. As a schoolboy, Isaac loved reading, and he read book after book. He loved mechanics and technology. While at school, he invented an elaborate system of sundials, which was accurate to the minute. After some years, his stepfather died and his mother remarried again. While his mother hoped he would run the family farm, his uncle and his headmaster realized Newton was destined for an intellectual life and pushed him in that direction. Newton enrolled in Trinity College, Cambridge. There he studied mathematics and the works of men like Descartes. When Cambridge University was closed because of the plague, Newton was forced to return home. This was a productive period of his life when he laid the groundwork for his theories of calculus and laws of motion, which would later make him famous. When back at Cambridge, Newton experimented in his laboratory and made many discoveries about light and colours, lenses and mirrors. He developed a new type of telescope called a reflective telescope, using mirrors instead of lenses. His telescopes were 10 times smaller than traditional telescopes. The Royal Society were very impressed by his work. He is said to have begun studying gravity while sitting under an apple tree and observing an apple fall to the ground. In 1687, at the age of 45, he produced his greatest work, The Foundation for Physics as We Know It Today. The book, Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy, took Newton 2 years to write. It was the culmination of more than 20 years of thinking. It outlined his own theory of calculus, the three new laws of motion, and the first rigorous account of his theory of universal gravitation. Altogether, this provided a revolutionary new mathematical description of the universe. The work cemented his reputation forever. Newton served 2 brief terms as Member of Parliament for the University of Cambridge in 1689 and 1701. He was knighted by Queen Anne in 1705, and he spent the last 3 decades of his life in London, serving as Warden and Master of the Royal Mint. As Warden of the Royal Mint, he attempted to make Britain's currency the most stable in the world. He used scientific tests to ensure coinage was not counterfeit. As the leading scientific figure in England, he was elected President of the Royal Society in 1703 and held this position for 25 years. A famous saying is attributed to Newton, "If I've seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." Newton died at the age of 84 and was buried with full honours in Westminster Abbey. As a scientist, he was a new kind of national hero. Newton laid the foundations for our scientific age. His laws of motion and theory of gravity underpin much of modern physics and engineering. In his studies of Christianity and the Bible, he saw science and religion as an integrated whole. We salute Isaac Newton, a Christian who made a difference and a world shaper. Christians made